In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whenever I hear the word church, a certain image comes to mind. Shortly after we got engaged, Tracy and I attended her home parish together, and we have worshiped there many times since. When I think of St. David's, however, I don't picture the building. Rather, I see people. I see people at work setting up tables and chairs. And I was reminded of this the other night as various members of Trinity decorated, cooked, served, and cleaned up for the harvest dinner. I see it in a very different way every Sunday as acolytes, readers, vergers, Eucharistic ministers, ushers, children's church volunteers, musicians, coffee hour volunteers, and others cooperate to make our worship possible. Living out our faith as the body of Christ means putting the gifts of the Spirit to use. I was never able to see the old church building at St. David's. One night before I ever worshiped with that congregation, our beautiful spiritual home was burned down by an arsonist. The man was mentally ill, and he torched our building and another the same night. The building burned down, but the people of God survived. In fact, we grew stronger. On Sundays, we met for worship in the parish hall. I'm told that Trinity parishioners also did that when our old church building was condemned. We gathered around a makeshift altar on wheels. After the fire, we licked our wounds and we waited for God. In today's gospel, Jesus prophesies the destruction of the temple. All this will be cast down, he says. Not one stone will be left upon another. And that makes me remember St. David's. I also remember Susan, our priest. She has long since died. Susan was this fierce and capable priest with a very earthy vocabulary. She was short, about 5 feet tall. At times, she was bossy. She was a strong person and the first woman called to be a rector in the Diocese of San Diego. Our building burned down right before she got to St. David's, and then Susan found out she had breast cancer. The parish rallied around her. She showed us how to thrive on the other side of loss. With the vestry, Susan led St. David's in the process of rebuilding. She strengthened us in our confusion and anxiety. She even visited the arsonist in prison. After the fire, we could have chosen to retreat or give up. But with Susan's leadership, we made plans to build an even bigger building that would serve our ministries for the foreseeable future, including Christian education for our children, and life-changing outreach in our community. Our planning documents spoke about our commitment to housing the homeless. Some of our neighbors were alarmed at this prospect. The rumor was that we planned to build a homeless shelter at our church, but all we were really doing was hosting a ministry that provided temporary shelter in the winter months. A ministry like Family Promise, as we had done without a single objection for many, many years. The opposition from our neighbors felt like a betrayal, but Susan didn't respond with anger or defensiveness. She just did what Jesus would do. She responded in love. With her leadership, we decided to work with our neighbors instead of against them. We invited them into our space to help us plan for the future. And so, in addition to setting up chairs, the thing I remember from those days is Susan, that fierce little priest. As I picture her, she is standing on the cruddy linoleum floor of the parish hall, leading us in prayer. I can hear her praying what she prayed at every celebration of the Eucharist. O God, she said, you are from everlasting. From age to age, you are God. Help us to build such a church in this place that all people may see and know your beauty and your love. For we don't go to church, we are the church. We don't go to church, we are the church. And God will give us words and wisdom we need when our lives are upended, when our temples are torn down. God will give us the words and strength we need for that hour. God will give us the courage and the energy. Because we don't go to church, we are the church. Lord, help us build such a church in this place. God's church is not an it. God's church is a we. We are not a building. We are a community. We are the body of Christ and the temple of the Spirit. The stones that we are built out of are living stones. As our presiding bishop says, we are the Jesus movement. We are followers of Jesus of Nazareth, called by him to go and change the world. And although we may use our beautiful building to worship God, to gather his people, and to serve our neighbors, we are part of something far, far bigger. We are the pilgrim people of God, and God will raise us from the dead, if need be, to continue the mission of his Son. How do we do it? The answer is simple enough. We do what Jesus told us to do. We worship and pray. We study the scriptures and are formed to follow Jesus. We serve and befriend the neighbors he gives us. We invite and welcome others to follow him. We nurture and build up his body in love. We observe times of rest and rekindle the fire of the Spirit. We work and give generously to support his mission. Here at Trinity, God calls each of us to do our part, for Jesus has called us to build up his church in this place so that all might grow in his love. God is calling us always to build on foundations that others have laid. Through the Spirit, we have all the gifts we need to build what God wants us to build. By the grace of God, we can lay the foundation for another century of ministry here at Trinity, one relationship at a time, one small action at a time, one disciple at a time. For God has called us to go and preach the gospel. God has called us to baptize and to make disciples. And thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and our Redeemer, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. Lord, help us build such a church in this place. Amen.